Obviously disappointed to lose. You know, I thought we matched them for... They started well first 5-10 minutes. They got the goal in front. But then for the rest of the game, I thought we matched them. Had a few decent chances, hit the post again. In the second half, you know, had some dangerous moments. Even with 10 men, you know, the ball's in their 6-yard box and it ends up under Dolly Johnson's backside. It just won't go for us. You know, they're a good, strong side. I think, you know, we've seen that when we played them in games earlier this season. And then, you know, obviously once the red card happens, it makes it more difficult. But even then, like I say, I think we had opportunities in the game. I thought we were very evenly matched, and we just, probably that's the reason why they're, you know, in the top half of the table going well, and why we're in the bottom, it just won't go in for us. And, you know, we've got to look at ourselves, you know, why we can't get it in the back of the net. We're getting in enough good positions and enough scoring opportunities, just won't go in for us. I think a bit unfortunate with a goal away, it bounces off the lad's midriff and straight into his path, finishes it really well, to be fair. I think in pain they've got the best forward player that I've seen in this league this year. And he finished it really well, you know, showed the true bit of quality on the day. Can't fault the effort of the lads. I thought we deserved more from the game, but business end of the season, we're going to be getting some points on board, and it makes next week a massive now.
One of the major moments of the game was the second booking for James Hirst. Did you have a view on both of the yellow cards?
I think he's given the referee the first yellow card's an absolute joke. It's just ridiculous. Persistent fouling, we were told. Well, you know, I could probably add up the number of times that their players have made as many fouls and worse fouls, the five in particular, but have not been booked. So why is Hirst being booked for that? I think then, you know, having been booked, he gives the referee an option to send him off. And I think it was, you know, poor play from Hirsty. I think he's got to do, you know, got to be brighter than that and not give the referee... Couldn't get his cards out of his pocket quick enough, mind. But I think he was naive all afternoon. I thought some of the diving that went on, you know, as far as we were told, diving is a bookable offence, simulation or whatever they want to call it. He must have had 7-8 examples of it in this game, and it's not being punished when... Persistent fouling is being punished. Why is, you know, are we picking and choosing what we're punishing for? And you know, some of it was a joke. In the lead-up to Hirst's yellow card, there's a foul in midfield that he misses. Payne goes through and just throws himself to the floor. He gives him a free kick. We break down the other end, and you see the frustration in the players. And Hirst's got to be better, but you can see, you know, that frustration in his game, and it's ended in the red card. So really, really disappointed with how our game was refereed today. I thought it was so naive. You know, I think got one or two players with reputations for going down easily, shall we say, and you know, he's just fallen for it, hook, line and sinker.
It's an afternoon where teams at the bottom have picked up points while we've dropped them, and you talked about the importance of the Easter weekend actually. What's your thoughts now? How do we set about Southport on Saturday, which is so much more important now, I guess, after this afternoon's result?
Yeah, we've got to win the game. That's what we've got to do. It's what we've done in, you know, the last few weeks. We've had a tough run of fixtures against teams, you know, going for promotion. We've got a couple of games over Easter against teams in and around us in the league. So we've just got to approach it in the same way, be positive and, you know, on the whole, play like we have done. You know, I think... I can't ask for any more from the lads today. I don't think they made too many mistakes. A little bit of poor choice of passing and clearance in the first half invited a little bit of pressure on us. But, you know, we've taken two sides, top five sides in the last, you know, last three home games, Tranmere, Dover and Grimsby. And I don't think you could make any kind of argument that we deserve to lose any of those games. But it's, you know, brutal facts now. We've got to stick the ball in the back of the net and turn some of these, you know, at least turn some of these draws into wins, and we'll have a better opportunity obviously next weekend, but the pressure's on to go out and perform and get the results.